Hey gang, it's been a tough job market and a lot of people looking to bring in some extra income. And if you've ever looked into starting your own company, you know how quickly the complexity piles up. Setting up systems, finding partners, and building processes from scratch can be a roadblock. That's where Fora comes in. Fora is a modern travel agency platform designed for entrepreneurs who want to build and scale their own travel business without starting from zero. They've basically packaged everything you need to launch and operate successfully into a single platform. Instead of spending months sourcing partnerships, Fora connects you to a network of over 7,000 preferred travel partners, which unlocks those amazing VIP perks for your clients, like room upgrades and resort credits. As an advisor, you'll have full autonomy and control over your business using their industry-leading booking and payments infrastructure to earn commission on every hotel, cruise, and experience you book. It's a professional foundation that lets you focus on your clients rather than the logistics. Become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/jillonmoney. That's foratravel.com/jillonmoney. And make sure you tell them that we sent you. foratravel.com/jillonmoney. Well, summer's just around the corner, and I know you're focused on getting that summer travel, that fun vacation booked. But with prices escalating, you really want to make sure you can afford this summer travel. Monarch is the personal finance app that tracks everything: accounts, investments, savings goals, and spending. Get your first year of Monarch Core for half off, just $50, with promo code Jill on Money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket. I was playing with their site and I found the visual flow of money so easy to understand. You might realize that by using Monarch Money that your lifestyle expenses are creeping up, or maybe that your savings rate has fallen off a little bit. Most apps tell you what you've already spent, but Monarch helps you map out big purchases to see if you're on track before it's too late. Use code Jill on Money at monarch.com to get your first year of Monarch Core half off at just $50. That's 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code Jill on Money. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Thursday, June 11th, and we are here trying to provide you with unconventional and mostly entertaining insights on your money and your life. I am Jill Schlesinger, a certified financial planner. Mark is behind the curtain here. He is also a certified financial planner, mostly the executive producer of this show, as well as our other show, which is called Money Moves, which you should definitely check out. You can find all of that on our website. While you are on the website, jillonmoney.com, don't forget you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, which comes out on Fridays. And you can always ask us a question. You can just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, write us a note. And if you want to come on the air, just check the old box and Mark will bring you on. Very exciting because he is the best executive producer in the whole wide world. Okay, today we are joined by Anne from North Carolina. Hello, Anne. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Hi, Mark. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Great. What can we do for you?
So I'm calling today with a need for some help on savings strategy. My wife and I, we have access to a self-employed 401k with the higher contribution limits. And we are just struggling with how do we approach that? It's a big number that we can put in savings and trying to strategize around it for the next, let's call it decade and a half of our working lives.
Okay. Sounds great. How old are you, Anne?
I am 36.
And wifey?
41.
Okay. And so who's self-employed? Both of you?
No, just my wife.
Okay. And how much is she earning approximately? Like, give me like an average. Don't go crazy on the, upside.
About 450.
Wow. Mark, 450, North Carolina. I'm feeling like there's a lot of saving to do. Anne, how much are you earning right now?
About 200.
Great. You guys are rolling in it. I love this. Do you have kids?
One child, yeah.
Well, that'll start eating up a lot of your money. How old is the kid?
6 months old only.
Exciting. Very exciting. So 6 months old, do you have a 529 account established yet?
Not yet, but of course it's on the list.
Okay. So that'll be one bucket of savings, right? Oh, don't forget to sign up for a Trump account, mm-hmm. by the way. Mm-hmm. You know that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think you'll have more kids?
It's possible.
I want a determining yes or no. I'm just kidding. I want to know when, and I want to know who, and will we need another baby Mark or little baby Jill? Okay. So, Anne, you have access right now to a retirement account through your work?
Yes.
What are you doing in that account? Are you putting pre-tax or are you doing a Roth?
Right now, pre-tax, maxing it out. Mm-hmm. But I do have a Roth 401k option.
Oh, but boy, I bet you guys are making a lot of money, though. This is the problem.
This is the question, yes.
This is a problem. I understand.
No problem.
Okay, calm down over there.
Fair.
Just to be clear, they're like popping right there in the 35% bracket. But okay, let's see what they've done so far, Mark, before you say no problem. Okay, so Anne, how much have you put into the pre-tax 401k that you have?
That I have, yep. 665.
665, and it's all traditional, right?
Yes, I do have two rollovers from old account, from yep. old workplaces. One, traditional is 43, and Roth is 56.
And where are those old ones? Are they floating around, or did you consolidate them?
Oh, they're in a Vanguard.
Okay. Amazing, by the way. It's like you're 36 years old. You've just absolutely killed it, which is great. Do you also have a brokerage account?
Yes.
What do you got in there?
I have 148.
Okay. Also Vanguard?
Fidelity.
Oh, it's okay. No. You're like, Fidelity? Fine. They're both good.
There's
all
a
good.
Lot of accounts.
Okay. Well, we're going to make sure we can try to like consolidate probably also, yes. just to manage it. And you're managing everything yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So your traditional, the old retirement, your old traditional, the old Roth, the brokerage at Fidelity, is that all the investments on your side of the ledger?
A small HSA with 15.5.
Okay, great. Do you guys keep your money separate? Like when we say the brokerage, is that your brokerage or is that a joint?
We have both. Okay. So she also has a brokerage.
Okay. Let's talk about her assets. What do we got?
401k, 384.
Okay.
Brokerage, 237.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. And do you guys own a home?
Yes.
How much would you guess it's worth?
About 900.
Is there a mortgage on it?
Yeah, 250.
What's the interest rate on that mortgage?
399.
Oh, God bless you. Do you have any other property, rental property, share of something, family, blah, 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 anything like that?
Nope. We sold that one.
Okay. Let's talk about your family because you're young. And so now I get to ask you the uncomfortable question of you mm-hmm. guys are killing it, doing so well. Do you have to take care of aging parents?
Not at this time. We're not expecting to.
Okay. Does that mean that you guys could potentially inherit some money or not necessarily?
I don't want to
bank on it.
Yeah.
No one has a trust fund that's already has $10 million in it.
No.
I'm sorry for both of you. That must be really hard. Okay. So do we have everything that's laid out so far?
Yes.
Okay. How important is it for you to fund the 529 plan?
I think pretty important.
Okay. Good. So how much are you guys actually spending on a monthly basis right now? Approximate. I know you got a kid, yeah. so like it sort of moves around. But what do the expenses look like? Yeah.
It's a big number. It's about 19 a month.
Let's call it 20 because I sure. like round numbers.
Sure.
But you make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that that's too much? Do you feel weird about that number?
I recognize that it's a big number, but a lot of it is childcare,
mm-hmm.
And so you know, I don't think we're gonna push that down very much.
Right.
In the coming years.
Right, especially if you're both working full time. I mean,
we need the childcare.
Yeah,
oh, it's temporary.
Okay. Temporary, Mark says. No worries.
Three, 4 years, it'll be gone.
Yeah. I mean, but then another one's coming behind that. So don't
get me. Oh, yeah, that will derail that. Yeah.
That's where I am. Okay. So when you guys look at your free cash flow, so mm-hmm. you're maxing out your retirement account. Mm-hmm. Is she using a uni 401k, a solo 401k right now?
Yes.
Okay. And what is she contributing into that?
So last year we maxed it out at about, I think last year it was 69.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it might be 72, but yeah.
Okay. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel like, when we do that, that's sort of a hardship, or how does it feel?
No, it actually feels like we do have a lot of free cash at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. You haven't asked about cash yet.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. Let's do our cash. Let's do cash on hand.
No, let's not. So this is where things have gone off the rails a little bit.
Okay.
And so cash on hand, we have about 560.
All right. Well, we got our 529 plan funding. Mm-hmm. Does North Carolina have a decent 529 plan?
No, they don't. They don't have any extra benefits of doing it here. But
Mark, what's your favorite 529 these days?
My favorite is the one that I use because I get a tax deduction, but she doesn't have a tax deduction, so she can use any plan that she wants.
You can use,
it's always New York, Utah.
Utah, and I think that Maryland has a good one because it's zero price. They have a good one.
Okay.
But it would be kind of cool if you could just push a chunk of money, only because you have the money, right? You know, it's not that, to me, I don't know, like you can do, your gift tax exclusion is 19,000, right? Times two, which means you can put 38,000. You should be able to do 38,000 times five into this plan, okay? Which would be kind of great. That would be kind of a fun way to burn up a couple hundred grand of your cash and pop mm-hmm. it in there. And then you don't really have to worry about it for some time.
Do it all at once?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's with all the cash, by the way?
You know, they make so much money, they don't know what to do with it.
I think that the issue is that we both started with large cash accounts
mm-hmm.
and both kind of had that conservative, want a large emergency fund. And mm-hmm. then you put the two of us together and we've put this, you know, we've known it's a problem, but.
But like, how do you feel? Could you and your wife get behind putting like 180 or 90 grand in one lump sum? Sure. Like just do it, get it done. We don't need the money for 18 years. So.
Yeah. Well, there is a well. What I didn't say yet is we do think we need a new house in the next couple of years.
Oh, tell us more. You can't live just busting out of your $900,000 house.
A little. I hear you. It's a great house. But I could, there is a world where we might move. And so we have this, this hypothesis of saying, but we might need the cash for a down payment. And so we keep kicking the can down the road of
how much would I have to pay to put you into a house you like?
Probably 1.5 or 1.6.
Okay. 1.6, but you wouldn't pay for it in cash anyway.
No. I mean, but I think
even if you said, you sell this house and what's my time horizon? Couple, 3 years?
Call it 2 years.
2 years and do you think this is more likely or not? We're going to tease you, but you should do what you want to do.
I think it is more likely. I think we recognize that we would be giving up a really good set of numbers here.
Whatever.
Take on a bigger mortgage. Yes.
Okay. But wait a second. In this instance, okay. So so I get that you need to leave some money in cash for that. But if you sold your house right now, right? Mm-hmm. And you have a $900,000 house, you pay off your loan. So you have, let's call it 50 of moving stuff. So did you put any money into this house?
Nothing substantial.
Okay. So let's just say you take 600 grand out of the house, mm-hmm. out of the old house. Mm-hmm. Let's say you put another 200 grand down. And now, like, even at like worst case, we're refinancing instead of like a million. You can get an $800,000 mortgage mm-hmm. and it's going to suck. Mark, what's the payment on an $800,000 30-year fix, which you may or may not do? I'm just going to put it like a 30-year fix, 800,000. at 6%, 6.5%. 6.5. What's that payment? Principal and interest.
About $5,000.
Okay. So what's your current payment is whatever, probably like, I don't know, probably two.
So yeah, it's like 20, but, 25.
But like, so big deal. You can totally afford to do this, but it does argue to make sure that you keep an extra couple hundred grand in the cash account. Okay. I wouldn't put down more than half of this as a, I don't even know if I would do half, but I'm, just because you're both sound kind of somewhat risk averse when it comes to the house part of it. Mm-hmm. But you know, if interest rates are 5% when you're doing this, maybe I would only put 600 down. Maybe I wouldn't take any of the money, but I get that you want to keep some flexibility. Mm-hmm. So right now, are you putting, if you look at your monthly spend, right, your 20 grand, mm-hmm. you're maxing out your retirement accounts. You're putting in 69, it'll be 72,000 this year. You've got money that's going into your brokerage account. Are you also adding to the cash account in addition or not?
Yeah.
You are. How much would you guess?
That's a hard, I don't have that exact number, but probably after the brokerage, maybe 20 annually. I don't know. It's not a huge number because we are pushing a lot. We're trying to be smarter about
the brokerage.
Brokerage now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now let us get back to a few things. So whatever you, even if you just said, I'm not adding to the cash account and you'll be able to do the house. Now I'm not worried about the house at all. And I'm sticking with my 529 plan, lump sum, get it in there, do it.
Yep.
Now, Mark, would you like to make the case for Anne and her wife to use, I presume has a 401k that has a Roth option. Would you like Anne to give up her juicy tax deduction and walk away from that? Would you like to make the case for it?
Gladly. By the way, I will say, you know, yes, you want to super fund the 529. And if you, for whatever reason, if you wanted to preserve that money for the house down payment and put a lot down on the house, I would be fine with that. If you know, the baby's so young, if you put in 10 grand a year from here on out, you'll be fine come college time. So however you want to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, look, I practice what I preach. We're in the highest tax bracket there is. I wouldn't tell you to do something that I don't do myself. We do everything Roth. I haven't done pre-tax in well over a decade. You guys make so much money already. You're so young. You alone already almost have $1 million in pre-tax money. What do you think is going to happen? It's just going to continue to grow and grow and grow. So maybe don't do it all at once because it's going to be a little bit of a shock to the paycheck. But I think the goal is that you'd really want to be in Roth.
But I, for the wife's self-employed 401k, you should be able to do a Roth version of that. Yeah, Where is that self-employed 401k held? Is that Fidelity?
I don't know, but okay. I do know that there is a Roth option.
Okay, good. Okay, just want to make sure because some places were like a little slow on that. Okay, here's how I would do it.
I'm like 99% sure.
Here's the thing that I would think about. As Mark said, you already have a lot of money that is in traditional. Maybe you start by not doing hers. Right. We don't deal with hers. We first do yours because the hit is not going to be as dramatic so that, you know, if you said, you know what, on my 200 grand, I am going to go into Roth. The argument is not just that you've already have $1 million. The argument is actually that your tax bracket may never go down. Mm-hmm. Because what we do know is the people who are saving like you guys are super duper savers, like incredible. The thing that we know is that the people who save like you rarely go down in a tax bracket when they retire. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the dirty secret. And, you know, maybe it's possible, but I doubt it because you got a long way to go. Mm-hmm. So what about kind of hedging the bet and saying, let's start, number one, by you saying, at least for the rest of this year, use the Roth option. Are you already done? Did you already max out for this year?
No, not yet. I do it
monthly or by paper. So switch over. See how that feels.
Yep.
Just see how it feels.
Okay.
And then you can maybe, as Mark said, start to do it with your wife's next year. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just, you want to see how things roll. You want to see how the house goes. You want to see how the cash flow goes. Just to get used to things. Mm-hmm. Ideally, if we had our druthers, we would try to figure out how to get as much money for you guys into that Roth option because you already have a bunch of money saved and it's going to be fine. You're going to be great no matter what. You're going to be able to buy your new house. You're going to be able to fund either one or two college educations, depending on what happens next. You are going to be able to manage your taxes. All of this is great news. Mm-hmm. Nothing bad is happening. It's, as you said, when you came on, which is like, we just kind of want to get our head straight on like the priorities of how to save and what kind of, what represents the best opportunities for you. Mm-hmm. And I think that you're doing a great, great job. I love that there is money in the brokerage. The cash account, I think we'll fix that up. You start using the Roth and we kind of see how it goes. It's very, to me, no bad decisions are going to be made. I think that we're kind of talking about like the icing on the cake. We're just trying to give you a way to bring this wonderful financial picture that you've put in front of us and just make it a tiny bit better just by cleaning a few things up. And just for old accounts that are floating around, just make sure they're all in the same place. Mm-hmm. Like you have this old traditional account, this 43 grand, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I would probably just roll it into, is your current plan a good plan?
I think so. Yes.
Just roll the old plan into that.
Okay. Yep. Be able to see it all.
Yep. Yeah. That's okay. It. One view. And then when you start using your Roth at work, you can take that old Roth, roll it in there.
Okay.
Right. Yes. And then, so as much as we can get you guys, you do not have to blend your brokerage accounts between the two of you. You don't have to do that. But just in the same, whoever's managing the money, like just keeping it in the same place is very helpful.
Okay.
So you can see it all.
See it. Yeah.
And then we'll look into 529 plans. Mm-hmm. And what else? Let's talk about some insurance and estate planning, that kind of stuff. So do you have life insurance?
Yes.
What do you got?
We have insurance through our employers.
Okay. But nothing additional?
Nothing additional. I think our workplace plans are pretty good.
Okay. And she's self-employed though. Mm-hmm. Is she doing it through her work herself? Like she has $1 million of coverage. She makes a lot of money. If she, like something happens to her, mm-hmm. you need insurance.
Yes. No, I think her coverage is pretty good.
Okay. Got it. Next question. How about wills?
I know that shame on us for coming on without having them done, but no, they're not.
I mean, it's fine because you have a 6-month-old. I'm sure that that kid is perfectly happy managing the money. Don't worry about it. They'll be fine. Most importantly, I tease you. I apologize. I don't. You must get this done because if something happens to you guys together, you do not want. I will mm-hmm. not throw shade towards the state of North Carolina. However, mm-hmm. you do not want the state of North Carolina deciding who gets your kid.
Yeah,
that's just not okay.
No.
So you guys have resources. You have money. Go spend some of that cash on a lawyer and get this done.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. You feel chastised? You're so good everywhere else. It would be annoying if you'd done everything right. I mean, you don't want to like.
I left that for you guys.
I know. See that? You just like, it's like, no, thanks. Just, you know, see how they did that, Mark? Anne and her wife, they like set us up and we just came in for the spike. We're playing beach volleyball with their financial life. Boom, done. Anything else we can do for you?
No, that's it. It's really helpful. Thank you very much.
You're amazing. You guys are great. Mark, incredible, right?
Unbelievable.
All right, gang. If you've got a question, things are not as good as Anne and her wife's. That's okay. We talk to regular people also. These two are like, these are gold star kind of people. My goodness. So get in touch with us though. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the contact us button, write us a note. If you want to come on the air, check that box. Don't forget that you can subscribe to this show on the Odyssey app. You can also check out our other show called Money Moves on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Try to put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Someone needs a pat on the back. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.